So, anyway, we're now waiting for Jean Lazar, our next author, to join us.
And I can't wait to speak to her because I just read so much about her.
And maybe you could talk a little bit about what you've read about Jean, Stacy, because I know that you have her book.
Well, I know that she went from one career to another very quickly because she had to take care of her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she's a hospice worker. And she talks about her in the book. Her book is called Their Last Painting, Stories of
Life. In fact, Jean is with us coming on now.
Hello, Jean.
The
story is called Their Last Painting, Stories of a Life That Will Rock Your Heart. And it's so touching, and it's just all about the spirituality of the dying process.
Yes.
And
we'll hear that from Jean.
The book is actually very comforting.
Hi, Jean. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hello,
Jean. It's Bonnie and Stacy.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good right now. Yeah.
Good. So we're here tonight to talk about your book.
Yes.
And your work, because what people don't realize is not only are you an author, but you're the most unbelievable artist, one of the best I've ever seen.
Oh, thank
you. And that's why I really think that people need to go to your website as well, but we'll talk a little bit about your artwork later.
Okay.
So, Stacy, I know that you had some things that you wanted to talk to Jean about.
Well, Jean, I'm just so impressed with the work that you've done on the spirituality of the dying process.
Uh-huh.
And I was just speaking to our listeners about how you got started with that and made a big departure from what you were working with to take care of your parents. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this.
Well, I kind of was catapulted out of the art world, you might say,
right,
and into the healing arts. It was like out of my control, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
In working and with my mother for 3 months before she transitioned really changed my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And after she transitioned, or I should say, while she was transitioning, the big change happened to me. And then it outpictured when I went back home and realized that that it was a wonderful thing to be able to help people, to be able to give of yourself, and what a lonely time it is when one is going through this transition,
right,
this unknown time in life. And I happened to talked to a neighbor lady one day, and she said that she was, while I was in my studio painting, she went walking by, and she said that she had cancer. And I thought it was a strange thing that we didn't talk that often, that she should just say to me, I have cancer.
Right.
And I'm going for treatment, and so I said, well, if you would like, I can drive you. She said, oh, no, she was about the same age as my mother, and in her late 70s. And she said, no, I take myself, and I do fine. I drive to the hospital, and I get my chemo and whatnot. And after that, like a light bulb went off, and I went to my studio, and I called hospice. And that's when that all started.
Let me ask you a question. Can you explain a little bit to our listeners what the title of your book means?
Yes, it's called Their Last Painting,
mm-hmm,
which is a metaphor for the time that one has, whether it be months, weeks, or days on the planet before they transition. And because I'm an artist, I look at life as a series of paintings. So this is called Their Last Painting.
Mm-hmm.
And it has such a soft connotation rather than time before you die or you know, or being terminally ill. It's softer. Does that make
you
sense?
You mean the term transition?
No, that too is softer, but their last painting.
Okay.
And I think that makes it a very positive type of a connotation.
Yes.
When you talk about that. I know that I found your book extremely moving and the stories in there very moving. And Do you feel that the people who read your book, who have family members who are terminally ill, have this really helped them as far as giving them the support they're looking for?
Oh, yeah, because it's a experiential book, and people who are going through this, and I've had loved ones of patients say they kept the book on the coffee table so they could refer to it because it helps them to know they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other people have gone through it. It gives them clues on signs that they may see and an understanding of them, you know. So it's support. It's support. Also, if you've gone through the loss of a loved one, it's a good book for grief, for healing,
mm-hmm.
for healing.
I would say it's also a self-help book of sorts.
Self-help,
yes. Because it really helps you go through that process and not have a better understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
Yes, yes.
Also, one of the things that I was really interested in is the transition that you went through as far as becoming a massage therapist, and also you do Reiki, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Mm. Which is another big subject for one of our other authors, Sister Eileen Curtis.
Oh, yes, I love her.
Who has devoted her life to doing Reiki.
Absolutely.
And who is one of our favorite authors here and who will hopefully in a few months be one of our guests.
Good.
But can you explain to people a little bit about what Reiki is? Because people hear it, but they don't understand it.
Okay. What Reiki is a, it's like hands-on healing or the laying on of the hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's an energetic thing. It's energy medicine. It's a Japanese technique, and it promotes relaxation, and it reduces stress. But it also helps to take pain away. I've had experiences where patients will say to me, I worked on them, and the pain went away.
Uh-huh.
And my intention was just to balance their fields and balance their energy. And I'd come back 2 weeks later, and they say the pain, they didn't feel any pain for 2 days. And the next time someone said, I didn't feel any pain for 10 days
mm-hmm.
after I did this treatment. And
I think that's truly phenomenal because I do know other people who are into the Reiki movement.
Yes.
And when I hear the stories that, you know, they tell me very much similar to yours, I think that there's really something to this. You know, people who practice this and believe in it.
Yes, there really is. And Rei, the word Reiki, Rei means spirit in Japanese, and
uh-huh.
Ki means life force. So it's spirit, life force. So it's if your belief system is here, you could say God's flowing through you, or, you know, through your hands, through you.
Exactly, and that's why I was a little confused, in fact, when I first met Eileen Curtis, because she is, you know, part of the Catholic Nun Order.
Yes.
Where this would fall into it, but she explained to me that when you touch people or when God would touch people and his hands would cure people,
yep.
that it's all, you know, tied in with that. So I guess there's a lot of that regardless of what religion that you're part of.
Exactly. And the key to all this is unconditional love, all right? So the energy that you're bringing through you, and I bring it through to my heart and then out my arms and into my hands is all love.
Did this take you a long time to learn how to be experienced as a practitioner with this?
No, I think it depends on where you are consciously,
mm-hmm.
you know, what you've already experienced, you know, in life that can put you there much quicker. So I wouldn't put a time frame on it.
I know that you had I think that what you mentioned led you into this was the death of your own mother.
Yes.
And I know that I was in a similar position. I was with my mother when she passed on
uh-huh.
and, you know, held her in my arms. Uh-huh. You know, she unfortunately died from terrible lung cancer. But I was able to hold her during her last seconds, you know, as she was just passing. And it's the most unsettling, horrifying feeling. But, of course, you always feel better that you were there.
Yeah.
But I know for you it really, you know, influenced a lot of your spirituality. And do you believe in the afterlife?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think just with the experience I had with my mother and what I saw, which is, you know, you don't... what I experienced, what I saw, what I felt, and like I said, it was life-changing. And that's what led me on my search was, where did she go? I need to know. So then I started reading all these books on different religions and then energy, spirituality, everything imaginable to try to understand, even though I had a strong sense of the afterlife. But when you lose someone, sometimes you can lose that. You know, you can go like either way. But I think when you realize that we're spiritual beings having a human experience rather than human beings having a spiritual experience here on the planet, if you look at that, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, then it kind of changes the way you look at things.
I think that changes the whole perspective. And can you talk a little bit about that?
About spiritual beings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so we're spiritual beings. That has to do with our soul. There is a soul in there, or we wouldn't be able to breathe. That's what, you know, our life force. That's our connection with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in this body. Now, we need to respect our body because our body has us here, you know, but our souls are in our body. And I hope I'm not getting too far out here. And that's what this is all about, to experience the human, being human, because we're already spiritual beings.
I think that's a very good perspective to look at it, because I don't think a lot of people do. But it's certainly a comforting way of looking at it, that your body's just here for now, but your spirit's here forever.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Does that have anything to do with reincarnation?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you could still be here one time. You have a soul that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Reincarnation means to reincarnate is to come in and try to do it right each time, you know, until
mm-hmm.
eventually you do it right. And then you don't have to come back here. You can go to other realms.
Well, that's very interesting.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do you need to be a religious person or a believer in God to have that spiritual being, or do we all have it?
Oh, no, we all have it. And religions came out of spirituality. First you had spirituality with the ancients, and then came religions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all a part of God, you know. We all came from the same place. That's how we're out picturing.
I guess what I mean is I've heard people say, well, this whole God thing, what if it's just all a big fairy tale, and what if just a couple of guys got together and wrote the Bible?
Oh, yeah. This has been going on, this debate, for years and years, you know,
mm-hmm.
eons. But
and how would it ever be solved?
There's out of California, and I don't know where, there is, I don't know what part of California, there is an organization, a scientific organization called HeartMath. They've been there for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And they have studied the heart mind, and they have studied the energy of the soul. And there is somewhere out there, and I believe HeartMath has done this. They have been able to weigh the soul. It might be, you know, when the person leaves the body. I've
mm-hmm.
been with many people who have left their body, and there's quite a difference once the soul leaves the body.
Let's talk a little bit about your artwork, Jean. Are you still doing a lot of artwork?
Like this beautiful cover on your book. My goodness.
Oh, thank you. Yes, yes. In fact, I have a painting now on the easel that I haven't been able to complete. I think I want it to last forever, so it's been like
mm-hmm.
6 months of working on it.
You started as an artist when you were six, right?
Yep.
That's pretty amazing.
And I would like to tell people about Jean's website.
Because
one of the great things is that if you go to Jean's website, you can actually click into her gallery.
Oh.
Which I do quite often, by the way, Jean.
Oh, thank you. Nice.
I love looking at your gallery. I feel like I don't have to go to the Art Museum in Philadelphia. I can just click on your gallery.
Oh, my. That's such a compliment.
No, it's not. It's the truth.
That is so nice.
Your art is just so beautiful.
That's
and
really
for anyone,
my passion.
For anybody who really wants to see some, fascinating art, please get a pencil. So
wow.
You can write down Jean's website at www.jeanlazar.com. And I just think that if they see what you have, they're going to be really amazed.
I'll have to start getting some more pieces in there.
Yeah, some beautiful pieces in